Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here at the wonderful Jackson Pike Wastewater Treatment Plant in Columbus, Ohio. My good friend D Pepsi is here with me. Actually, no, he's gone. He'll be back. Working the incinerator section here at the plant. When the sludge is removed from the wastewater, it's thickened, digested, dewatered, and then there's three places for it to be pumped. One of them is over here. I'm pointing to my left. It's over there at the silos for use in compost. Now I'm pointing to my right. It can go over here to the holding tanks for use in land application, or it can come over here to one of the incinerators to be burned. Right now, incinerator 2 is the one in operation. Incinerator 1 is out of service and needs a little bit of work done to it before we can bring it back up to temperature. Number 2 is on standby. Well, we're going to both the compost silos and the land app tanks, so we're not burning today. We're keeping it to temperature though. It's 1,000 degrees per hearth. So if we do need to burn, we're ready to burn. So since we're not on feed, I'm taking this opportunity today to do a little cleaning around the big boy. We have a central vacuum line that goes up the wall of the incinerator. And then on each level, there's a port that you can open up, stick a vacuum in, and then turn on the main vacuum motor, which is... I'm making a lot of sense today. When I started, my dumbass forgot to put on a mask, so I breathed in a little bit of the incinerator ash. Now I probably lost about 90 points of IQ. So, yeah. Well, anywho. This is something that we couldn't use like a regular shop vac for, because the incinerator ash, there's a lot of it, would get into the motor and completely destroy it. So we have that central vacuum line, as I said. Basically, you just stick the hose in the port, hit start, and you're vacuuming. You have these big, long, thick hoses. So yeah, I'm doing real well. That's what I'm doing today, and I'm having to stop like every 20-25 minutes to hydrate. I have a glass here. It's the real thing. Drink Coca-Cola. That's what it says on my glass. And I'm filling this with water. How much would you... Pepsi was in a 16.9 ounce bottle. I'd say the glass could probably hold 16 ounces if it had to. There was no ice in it. I wasn't using ice. That's WhatsApp. I'll check that bad boy later. Yeah, I'd say that's a 16 ounce glass. Yeah. But anyway, I filled that twice with water and drank it like I was doing shots, and then I filled it for a third time and was able to sip it down a little bit slower. Because, I mean, basically what I'm doing is I'm standing next to a 1,000-degree hearth running a vacuum, and so it's easy to get dehydrated. That's why you stop when you feel yourself getting dehydrated. Basically, for me, my lips get dry, my throat gets scratchy, and I start seeing visions of Shirley Temple and Jim Morrison doing the cha-cha in front of me. So that's when I know that I gotta get into the air-conditioned office, draw a couple glasses of water, and get hydrated again before I get going. So that's what I'm doing today. Hopefully it won't take very much longer. I've gotten a good deal done, but like I said, my first stretch I forgot to wear the mask, so when it wasn't as bad as yesterday. Yesterday, I was going around with a broom getting, you know, basically opening the doors on each hearth and pushing the excess ash back into the incinerator. And I was wearing a mask then, and dust was just flying everywhere. Today, the dust hasn't been too bad since I'm vacuuming, but there's still going to be some dust in the air when you're running the vacuum. So, safety first. I'm going to get my mask, and I'm going to hop back to it. My uniform is nice and messy now, but then again, the city is nice enough to clean it for me, so I don't have to put it in my washing machine. But I got a baseball hat my baseball hat used to be navy blue. Now it's orange. I'm gonna take this home probably and run this through my washing machine. For some reason the uniform company won't wash it for me. That's pretty butthole-ish of them. Yeah, well, anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. Been trying to listen to your guys' boos. Audio Boo is doing what it can to make it difficult for me to do it through the app. Every time, you know, when I push the your radio option, I get a couple of your guys' boos and then a bunch of blog boos that they think I would like to hear. Even though the only thing I really want to hear is your guys' boos, with the your radio option on the Android app, I wish you could customize that. Audio Boo, if you're listening, that would be awesome. Make the app a little bit more customizable. But on the other hand, it hasn't crashed nearly as much as when it first rolled out, so I am happy about that. That's about all I got. I got to get back to the incinerator and get back to vacuuming. I hope everybody is well, and I'm going to try to keep up a little bit better with Audio Mo. It's the last day of the week for me. It's Wednesday, so it's my Friday, since I have Thursdays and Fridays off. So, not sure what I'm doing tonight. Tomorrow, I have had Longhorn Steakhouse on the brain, so I might see if Gina wants to hit up Longhorn Steakhouse tomorrow. So that's my goal. Gotta have goals in life, right? All right, so thanks for listening. This is Bob in the Black Boots. Pick your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.